To continue with the explanation of the Shentong school, it's on page 13, the last paragraph. It is taught that ordinary beings, Shravakas, Pratyeka Buddhas, and immature Bodhisattvas, do not master the view of the Tathagata Garbha. It is not an object of inferential cognition because it transcends words and concepts. Since for those other than Aryas, its mode of being is difficult to comprehend, it has become a subject of debate. Here it is not discussed in detail.
Taking Kipun Yingbo, Devari Kipun Yingbo, Tomala, Medam Medem Bariyate, Ye Kankana, Detate, Sosuke Wotang, Nintutang, Rang Sanje Tang, Taking by Yena Yang, Tekwa Lassar du Kope, Sanjo Samba Namde, Teketo, Jom Dende, Taking Kipun Yingbo Dene, Devari Kipun Yingbo Dene. Jikto la tava loma namdang. Jikto la tava loma nam sijete Pumpo nga la dadan dagar tava njekta yona dene deki nyingpo mudobare. Sinje lo la ngambar gava namdang. Matapa la takpar njemba, matangpa la takpar njemba. Dame bala datan zeba, dungala devar zeba la sova, singe logatavare, singe logatavala, number gava namda. Tumbani le sem number yinwa namde, your malaso. Tony le sem yin, sige de tumbani resam, Tony la dene tatan, ten six sam, ten de Tony le sem yinwa. Here's some baton. Oh, yeah.
So the mode of being of the Sugata Garbha or the Tathagata Garbha is extremely difficult to realize. And so then according to the commentaries that are made on the changeless nature, the Julama, one summarizes those into briefly, then it says that the four kinds of individuals do not have the eye or the vision that allows them to see the Sugata Garbha or the Tathagata Garbha. And then if one would ask, well, what are the four kinds of individuals? They are the ordinary individual, the Sravaka, the Pratyeka Buddha, and although they've entered into the Mahayana, the ones who have newly entered, the baby bodhisattvas, so to speak, those are the four then. So, the victorious one of the Bhagavat, the Tathagata Garbha or the Sugata Garbha, cannot be seen or is not the sphere of experience of several different types of people because they fall into certain faults, and these are those who have fallen into the views of the transitory collections. So those who are looking at the five skandhas then posit an I and a mind, or something that belongs to the self. Or those who take delight, who enjoy the wrong views, which are, for example, taking something that is impermanent to be permanent, something that is not clean to be clean, something that is not a self to be a self, and something that is actually suffering to be happiness, and so forth. And then the third category of people that cannot see this Kapagatagarbha are those who go astray when thinking about emptiness, and and that would be, for example, someone who is dealing with emptiness on the level of signs or reasonings. So thinking about it merely on that kind of a level. So these are the three then types of or groups of people that are, in particular, not able to enjoy as an object of their meditation practice or their experience the Tathagatagarbha.
Shisumbata Ranja Sochi Papasa Mantoka Sosuchi Visala Nebanam Nebanam Mazi Neban Sochi Namjimatoba Mazi Nyerang Tang Nintu Tang Rang Sanjetang Tekwa Chimbula Sadu Choba Sanchuk Sempe Sancho Sambale Tambopa Solam Lanepa Namje Chan Deki Ningbu Chuni Tower Mavamba Tupa Wangbotan Jalsab Sambala Sobe Savar Sumbena Mubo Tobyuk Tremadan Neriki Jisopapa So Toki Tani the Repe Yarvar Sabe Nior Mainte Nelo Tene Semje Nelo Deki Ningbu Tene Drato di Yolinde Pesero. Deve o Tipat.
Mupo
Topshuki, Sema, Candice Cobo. Mupo Topshuki, Sema, Sigite Tony Dubziki, Patasari. Mupo Topshuki, Topshuki. Mupo Tony
Ordinary beings, such as ourselves, or beings such as ourselves who remain on the level of ordinary beings, not only us, but also Sravakas, and this would also include the Pratyeka Buddhas, and those Bodhisattvas, those who have just entered the Bodhisattva path, the Mahayana path, newly entered the Mahayana path, and those who remain on the path of accumulation. They also do not master the view of the Dharmata of the Sugatagarbha. And this kind of view then has been explained by Shakyamuni and also by the regent, the Lord Maitreya. They have explained this very clearly. So the Tathagata Garbha is not an object for the kind of valid cognition that examines or looks for emptiness through taking things as their object, nor is it an object for this first kind of inferential cognition that sees the ultimate or understands the ultimate, nor is it something that can be evaluated by the reasonings or the verbal conventions that are used by scholars. And why is this? It is because the true nature of the mind, or the Tathagata Garbha, transcends being an object for terms or concepts.
Tere na junsin tise na devar shikpa nyingpa chor dra chikyenpa tene dra chikyenpa ngune tato ne Sanje tam papa sanju sambal sambal le Sanje tam papa sanju sambal nam jung sum do to to bare ma do yin je lor chui ka hin lor chui ka hin se je te to ka hin yi chi ka hin dra to ko yor do dra ta nam do ko yor do gan do tar no me garwa ta do no ti se no tu kam di o ma patra pa Yamgun Lord and Thai paper cup, dear Oma Basumore. To come, dear Oma, but trapper. Tra city to Oma Pe, Mingla Oma, but trapper. Toki, swords and hipper. Toki requa. Swords and city to Tanma Sina and swords and hipper. Sunam Chonkin, Sunan Temple Masaba. Lord, hear up, Lord Samo, hear up Samo, the Medimba Namja Nangor. Ne look, Jetsam Saba. Ne look the Chetam Sapa Tetsa and the Drokors over it. Drokor J. Yeti Jen. Tomba Yes in the Lord the Journey. Tomba Yes in the Kanza Lam Maton Chulaton se Kanza So Mare Tid Hepe Chudits over it. Nam Hit So Mare Nam Hijenton So Mare Number Motobe Hits over it. Trandon so marin, you don't so. Consult the maton to Madame Naton. Say, turn by ye over. Consult so marin, turn down sober tongue. Then turn by ye so but the singer lord the journey, Choose your but Junsin day is a long day. Long day, trumpet near than someone there. Trumpet long day, trumpet near than someone and him to talk about this and someone and there. Matrupa, Jepper Matrupa this and a talker and donor. Then Jawoji, King that Champo Namje. You look the top for Sau, Japan, that he knew somebody. Yeah.
Do the Achum go in to get a Galdo Tar Nama?
Go go, madam.
The reasons then that have been given above, it is other than the Buddhas and the Arya, the Bodhisattvas who are considered like the Aryas, it is very difficult, sorry, I'll start again. For the reasons then given above, other than the Aryas, the noble ones, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, it is very difficult for others to comprehend this Buddha nature or Tathagatagarbha just as it is or actually in its ultimate way. It appears then somehow contradictory, a contradictory object, or appears as an opposing object for terms and concepts. So it seems to contradict terms and concepts, and this is the reason why it's difficult for other people to realize it. And because of that, then also in these days, or in this era, and that of course refers to the time of Dhammakonpo Lojotayi himself, those scholars who are renowned or known as Madhyamikas, their reasoning is not perfected or not ultimate. They have very little merit, they are not endowed with profound intellect. And so, whatever appears then to this kind of limited mind, the more profound the true nature of the mind is, then the more that then becomes a basis for the production of their superimpositions and denials, i.e. their wrong views. So in directly in proportion to how profound the teaching is, so much more do they kind of go astray. And they also then comprehend incorrectly what are called the four understandings, perhaps, and that is that one should look at Dharma, not at the individual. So they're looking at, of course, the individual, not the Dharma. One should focus or give the most attention to primordial wisdom that is non-conceptual, not to consciousness. So these people that are going wrong would be focusing on consciousness instead. One should focus on the definitive meaning and not on the provisional meaning. So these people would be focusing on the provisional. And reality. So these people then would be focusing on apparent reality. So they take just the wrong side of these pairs all the way down the line. And for these reasons then, this teaching of the Tathagatagarbha has become a subject of debate. And for that reason then, the philosophical system of this particular Shentong school and the profound secret teachings that it contains are not given in detail. If one wants to realize them, then one should study or understand what is presented in the tradition of treatises from the great chariots of India and Tibet.
Ta tsab sabje ngapa hinda ni ji gumba tik du chu par da ba ne hinda so ni so su so to ne gumba tik chu drokor ni le to do ji tab te mi Nigdenjor hisaba sonde.
Then the next section is the instruction which profoundly comprehends as one the thought of the two chariots. Having understood the system of each of the founders, the two chariots, if one profoundly comprehends their thought as the same, one will be liberated from the faults of superimposition and denial and attain flawless vision of the ultimate view of the sutras and tantras.
Jarbe, Jarba Zopa Sanje Jilong Nyumi the Tingen Ludo Tomi Nika Sanje Jilong Tembare Nyumi Sija the Nyon the Mepa Long Ting Yer Maris and the Nyon the Mepare Long Nyumi the Tingen Long Sarpo Tembare Do the Jew Mambul Long Tembare Long Nyumi the Tingen Papa Sali Yoba Ludo Tomi Nikam Papa Satobare Papa Sali Yoba Zerba Mepa Papa Yimba Yang Zerba Mepare Zamning Zipper Se Beijing Nikinta Jimbul Papa Ludrop Tang Ludrop Tomi Nidang Tedak Gombala Ludrop Tomi Niji Gombala Chomi Ji Chepper Tini Mijan Chota Niji Chepper Yomare Tether now and Rani Karpa Mijan Lord Purkong Topati Tina King the Sorji Ni so su yung lok yu tsor, tsor yang, mandi per tola. Nika gongban tatu umetong jikdo, ne per to hin chomna, drokor ji niba tomale torkin. Doju koin la tabe, tama me pe make than temper in jote. Sor nipo, gombo lodro tam papa tomi je, sor nipo te, ne kap tan tatu. Ragbat Satan Travanang Juju Dang Gomdon Sos Tone Donga Nijetawan Gandu Junja Marikba Sochi Luta Le Torve Sanje Jigomba Sinja Malo Patovar and Yoro. Ya.
So predicted undeniably by the Buddha and resting on the noble levels, so they're both on bodhisattva levels, this is without any debate. Those that are the ornament that beautifies the Jambudvipa, this world, the great chariots, Nagarjuna and Asanga. So they both, Nagarjuna and Asanga, were predicted by the Buddha in many sutras and many tantras. And this is something that is absolutely indisputable. It's also indisputable that they are noble beings, that they abide on the bodhisattva levels. And between the thought of these two, of Nagarjuna and Asanga, there is not at all any difference between one being high and one being low. That absolutely doesn't exist. And how is that so? Ruchi, the Jason, the poor Kung Tupa, come to say Kubirilla.
Here up Chung Chung. Sala Purpatana.
Oh, Larry
Purpata. Purpata, come in, Chichon Chiquare, or Chimazoto. The love song. Yeah.
Oh, chicks are dressing. So, how is it that differences then might arise, thinking that they're different? So, if one is someone who's not very fortunate, And one's intelligence is no bigger than a hole made by a purba stuck in the ground. A purba.
Oh, yeah.
A stake, you know? No bigger. So your intelligence is like that big, you know? It's no bigger than a stake that's been stuck in the ground. So one can realize the two traditions of the founders. The two founders that are the two chariots, without mixing them together. Both of them reflect the ultimate view of the Madhyamaka. It is the, they reflect the same ultimate view of the Madhyamaka. If one then can realize this and sort of internalize it, then one will not fall into the faults of superimposition or denial. If one then has the eye of the intellect, which is flawless, and can see then into the views of the sutra and the tantra, one then can realize it so one realizes the ultimate that arises from meditation that cuts through all mental elaborations such as mental elaborations about the views of these two schools, and mental elaborations would be such as seeing them as ultimate or temporary, seeing them as something external and coarse, or internal and subtle. The views of Nagarjuna and Asanga are also not touched or not blemished by the faults that would be contrary to the views of either the Sutrayana or the Mantrayana. And so, if then one is able to liberate oneself from the impositions or from the labelings, from this kind of mental activity of an ordinary being, one then will realize unmistakably the intention or the thought of the Buddhist.
De tatava nangile nyendu seda ma batava ni oma yindong ka parto dorte khitwa yin de de yendong ta ba ti yang ten de ya bu yure tene nga ka ta ba ti to se je re mang bu ma do mang ba le ye ya se ten de se ya
so
sa nga ka ta ba te ka le ka le lu nu su
so up until now we've looked at the views of the different vehicles starting from the Sravaka all the way up to the Madhyamaka Shentong view, and this has been a very good connection, very auspicious connection. The section of the text that follows this is one that's dealing with the view of the secret Mantrayana, and that's something that's very difficult to understand and something that will be explained later. And now we will just make an auspicious connection with it.
Tene yendong la dolok ta ngalok ni yepa len dolok tepa chimbu je la me dorje ne yepa jumsen som jen dor ten ba nam ja che je par che ba te me de sur pe kuten ba te tene jangun lo ta ye je ta ta de bit ne ngoma che ba re ten chiran so
So the Shentong school can be looked at from the tradition of the Sutrayana or from the tradition of the Mantrayana. From the tradition of the Sutrayana, the main text for explaining this is the changeless nature, the Mahayana Anuttara Tantra Shastra. And that, Rinpoche explained recently this winter, the chapter 4 from The Changeless Nature, which deals with the point of the potential for the mind, the potential within the mind, which is another word for the Tathagata Garbha. And in this chapter then, Tathagatagarbha, or Buddha nature, is explained through 10 different types of presentations and 9 different examples. So if you would like to look into this further, then you can get the tapes and listen to it.
Tenen tadon menche jarwambo par karma pachu denba urjin tne durji tanda karma patusum chembane karma pakkoto churuk singe lapne tene ome tanda parchin surfla tene yo yore tene du tene kote tene hin do don je patang ten jangu lo tu chu ji singe ya se tu pu kon jo bo pe de ten do don ja chen bon jo wan zam len len do don ja chen bo je pan tene je zam len tham je cha pe tene na sun na ja
I forgot to mention that Jangun Khonto Lodo Taye also wrote a commentary on the changeless nature. And so that is something that you can also look at, and hopefully there'll be a book published in English in the future, so you can read it in English. And then as an aspiration prayer at the end, one has two aspects. One is for the 17th Karmapa, Urjin Trinle.
Tene Dorje.
Dorje.
Urjin Tene Dorje.
Who is now residing at Ogmin or Akanishta, the glorious Tsupu Monastery, which has been home to all the Karmapas from the first Dusan Kempa to the 16th Karmapa, Rangjin Rupa Dorje. And I pray that his activity for the benefit of beings may be vast. And also that Jangun Khonto Lodo Chiki Senge's, the third Jangun Khonto's reincarnation will swiftly appear and also benefit countless beings throughout the world.
Gewandeye, Jehokun, Sönam Yeşe, Tozu.